moving on now, the murder mystery trope is something we're all pretty familiar with, but the show we're about to talk about seeks to subvert the stereotype by allowing the audience to participate in deciding the outcome within a familiar setting. Think Fleabag meets Knives Out, but you're in it. This is the idea behind He Gets Moided, a fringe show, Whodunit. It's playing in late September, yes, at the Sydney Fringe, of course. We have Caleb and Nathaniel very, very kindly joining us in studio. They're from He Gets Moided to talk about it. So, guys, good morning, chaps. Thanks so much for being here.
Good morning, good morning.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us. It's an utter pleasure. How did the show come about?
Well, a group of us went to WAPA, so me and Nathaniel plus two of our other friends, Dylan and Ethan, we studied acting together, and I guess we kind of just wanted to carry on performing, but it was quite hard to, it's quite hard to, I don't know if you've ever been in performing arts, but it's quite hard to be an actor.
I had a short, very brief dash when I was younger, yes.
Yeah, so yeah. You probably are aware of how difficult it is. So we decided to make our own theatre company. And then Nathaniel, he wrote us a play, and this is going to be kind of our debut into our first, you know, play that we've done together.
These guys basically, these guys put it on me and said, write us a play. We create a little production
company. No pressure.
And they said, no pressure. They were like, we need this to be obviously by Fringe time, which would be September. And, I was just like, okay, we had some sort of ideas of like where we wanted to go. I knew we wanted the murder mystery that was set. We all knew we wanted like, I think we had the idea that our mate Dylan, we wanted to get him involved. He's playing our Cumbert, and let's just say he's
Is that one of the Cumbert character names?
One of our character names. He plays our lecturer. So the entire thing is set in a lecture room.
Like a university lecture.
University
room.
Lecture, okay. And he is our lecturer.
Right.
Let's just say he may not. He may or may not face some tribulations. But then the whole thing.
Not giving too much of the plot away.
Right. That's not our. Let's forget that part.
Okay. All right. Well, can you tell us a little bit more about some of the characters, some of the other characters we can expect to meet?
So we have Jamie, Jeremy, and we have our character Stephen, which is played by Caleb here.
Yep.
What's up, Caleb?
There's a bit of our misfit characters within the classroom. They have their moment to sort of tell their story and bring that up in front of the classroom.
Right.
The benefit of the way we've set this up is that it is our audience is also in the lecture room.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys get to decide who you think actually had a part to play in the murder. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Oh, very interactive.
Yeah.
Okay. And you can't really tell us more about Mr. Cumbert. Have you said too much already or?
I've said, I think, as much as I think is already obvious.
Yeah. Right.
And that is all I will say.
Okay. All right. I won't push you anymore. So, as you said, the show is set in a university. Is there a bit of a critique of higher education in the mix here, perchance, at all?
Yeah. I would say I had...
God, you're cagey, Nathaniel.
Yeah. trying to say everything, but not everything at the same time. I'd say like I had two vastly different experiences of uni. I had one with Caleb that was wonderful. Mm-hmm. Everything that I wanted to get out of it. Then I had one that was a little bit more involved with my lecturers, and I think that's sort of where I drew a lot of this.
Okay.
From also just the dynamic in the classroom in the lecture room with just these people that are so strange and yet very real at the same time.
Okay. Nathaniel, you give new meaning to you say it best when you say nothing at all. You're very good at not giving too much away there. Caleb, look, changing the subject slightly, look, everybody's got, you know, some specialties in their wheelhouse, but I hear your house is actually on wheels, right?
yeah, that's right. I currently... live the hashtag van life.
Love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is quite something, probably lacking some amenities, but it's a lot less rent.
Yes, and in the Sydney rental market, I'm sure you're winning, right?
Well, I'm winning, I guess, for the Sydney rental market. I am also a performing artist, so I don't exactly earn a lot of money.
Okay. So maybe you would be if you weren't in the performing arts.
Yeah.
Yep. That sounds about right. Well, I've been asking listeners this morning because we've been having this debate about petrol. Now, I fly it pretty close to the line, and I sometimes have been known to drive into a petrol station with 1 litre of fuel in my tank. But look, I do drive a more modern car, so it does tell me the exact litre percentage. Some of our wonderful producers, Kieran, for instance, he was saying, you are so bloody privileged because I drive an older car and, you know, when I'm low on fuel, an orange light comes on. I've got no idea how many litres really are left. What about yourself with your van? Have you...
Yeah, I mean, look, it's pretty old. It's 1995, so I don't even know if I get the orange light. But as soon as it gets close to that red line, I do start to stress a little bit. But, you know, you can probably guess you got a little bit to go. And I do often get it very low, but I do love my van, so I make sure I top her up
with
premium diesel.
So you do live close to the edge sometimes?
Yeah,
but...
I definitely have had cars before. My uncle used to tell me that you should never run your car below halfway, and I absolutely never listened to that.
Oh God, neither do I. Yeah. Jesus. Okay. All right. I'm in trouble. All right. I don't know what you guys are. I want to hear from more of you guys. 0468 44 1073 on this very topic. We've gotten some great texts in this morning. My favourite is still from James. I'm not sure if you heard earlier Nathaniel and Caleb, but he ran out of petrol whilst in a very slow McDonald's drive-through line, and like so, some people had to literally like push him out. Basically, yeah. But look, at least I think, you know, he could go get a McFlurry
exactly,
or whatever.
Ideal spot, really.
That's yeah, exactly. Like, I mean, he was obviously, he'd probably have to wait for the NRMA or someone to come and help him out with a jerry can or something like that. So, you know, not too bad of a spot to break down in, really. Guys, look, thanks so much for joining us this morning on 2SC Outbreak. It's been great to chat, and I'm pretty, I'm looking forward to this show. I'm looking forward to He Gets Moited. And it'll be playing from the 23rd to the 27th of September at the Emerging Artist Share Houses.
That'd be in Erskineville.
In Erskineville?
Yeah, in Erskineville. Yeah, that's right. Yep.
Fantastic. And so 5 nights, and you can visit melted.couch.productions on Instagram for more info. Is that right?
Yeah. So that's our Instagram. Also, we are running a little bit of a comp at the minute for our Instagram. If you go to our Instagram and you give us a follow. And also we are going to be releasing a reel today. So if you give that reel a like and you have to comment your absolute worst murder weapon, a big hint for that one is we are extremely silly. So the silliest one
the worst
will
murder weapon.
Win. Yeah, worst murder weapon that you can absolutely think of. So I don't know, maybe a fish, something very silly. You can't use fish now because I've already said that. But
God dang it. Damn it.
But something very, very silly, a silly murder weapon. And we will decide by next Friday who will get a double pass to come see our show on Wednesday, the 23rd.
Fantastic. You hear that, guys? All right, I'm going to let you say again where to go to hopefully win this double pass. It's
Melted Couch Productions.
Fantastic on Instagram. All right, well, Nathaniel and Caleb, thanks so much for coming in, guys.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having us.
That was Nathaniel and Caleb from He Gets Moited. You can see their show at the Sydney Fringe Festival from the 23rd until the 27th of September.